Hi, everyone. This is Mike Ebert at the North American Mission Board, and I'm here today with Ryan West, who is the leader of our Love Loud Ministries here at the North American Mission Board. Ryan, good to have you today.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Mike.
And this is going to be a great opportunity to talk a little bit about our Love Loud Ministries. Some of you might know it as Ministry Evangelism. That's a lot of what these ministries have been called over the past years. But Ryan, I wanted to first give you an opportunity to just talk a little bit about, when we say Love Loud here at NAM, what does that mean and what are the specific areas of emphasis?
Yeah, we seek to create a conversation or join in an existing conversation about issues of biblical justice. We see that there are various social issues within our culture that are not as they should be. They're not what God would have them to be. And as believers, we want to address these issues with the gospel to restore things to be as God would have them to be according to the Bible. And so we try to help churches know how to address these social issues in biblical ways. And the way we frame that conversation here at the North American Mission Board is through three primary areas of neglect that we see, that there are neglected neighbors. There are people around us that just generally are not cared for, or their lives are not what they should be. We see neglected children, children who are orphans and need homes and families, and just in generally neglected communities. We see neighborhoods that are eaten up with the effects of the fall, and things are not beautiful, they're not good. And so we try to frame the conversation around those three areas, and we know that those three areas overlap. And different practitioners talk about this a bit differently, but we feel like these are the three areas that we can use to help educate the church and help the church to engage.
Well, what a great way to break it down, because if you think about that, anyone individually or as a church that looks around, you can see needs there with your neighbors, children, mm-hmm. especially in the community. Ryan, why... especially in this culture that we're in this day and age, and some of the attitudes toward church, why do you think this kind of ministry is especially critical right now?
Well, I think it's absolutely critical because people all around us see these social issues, and they're trying to find an answer, and it's a lot of attempts that are fruitless in a lot of ways. For example, Ari Fleischer, the former Press Secretary of George W. Bush, recently put out an article about poverty and the breakdown of the family in America, and he was talking about over $20.7 trillion have been spent on welfare since 1967, and poverty is only getting worse. Over 50% of American people are considered impoverished in many ways. So those kind of issues, the question comes back to who has the answer, and we believe that the answer is found in God's Word, and the church has the answer. If the church will step into that and speak God's into those issues and speak God's truth and live out God's truth in relation to those issues, we believe that those issues will be as they should be. And then also, it's a mutually beneficial process, because the church then becomes more like Christ, and we follow in the pattern of Christ. And we are actually discipled through the process of engaging in these social issues.
Well, we've seen so much, Ryan, the result of the church pulling back from mm-hmm. some of these issues. Yeah. We've seen what happens. But part of that pullback, maybe some of that is apathy, but part of it, too, it seems like a few decades back there became a little bit of a backlash in the especially evangelical community, because people saw some churches involved in this kind of ministry, and it was meeting the physical needs, but they really de-emphasized the spiritual needs. How do you help churches, or how do you specifically sort of address that issue of the right balance between meeting that spiritual need, which is essential, but you also have to meet that physical need sometimes in order to even have that spiritual conversation?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, in the late 1800s, with the rise of the social gospel, evangelicals had a right concern. They were concerned about the loss of the gospel, concerned about the redefinition of what the problem was, that it wasn't a a spiritual problem. It's not a problem with sin. It's just a need for better opportunity or other solutions that were truncated examples of the gospel or wrong understandings of the need and the solution. So evangelicals had a right concern with that and shied away from meeting physical needs because of the social gospel. But we see in Scripture, which is the foundation of everything we think and believe, is the guide of right practice and right belief, that there are between 2,000 and 6,000 references in the Bible where God calls his people to care for the oppressed, to care for the widow, the orphan. We see that all throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament. We see the early church understanding that and engaging with meeting needs, but we lost that back in the late 1800s. What we've seen in the evangelical church over the past few decades with people like John Perkins, Tim Keller, various other people, that they've said, no, we're not going to allow the social gospel to cause us to not do what these 2,000 and 6,000 references tell us to do. We are going to be faithful to God's word. We are going to care for people in their felt needs while we're sharing the gospel. It's not an either or. And we've seen that recovery within evangelicalism over the past few decades. And that's a glorious thing that we're trying to contribute to here at the North American Mission Board. And it's a very encouraging process, what we see happening.
It is very encouraging to see so many more churches getting involved in this ministry. Well, you just mentioned what we're trying to do here at NAMRINE, and I know we're not trying to create these ministries and kind of export them to churches out there. We really want this to be a church-based thing. So talk a little bit about what do you see as your role and NAM's role in this whole area?
Yeah, I think, it's definitely not a program. What we see is that we're trying to help churches, first of all, raise awareness of their biblical responsibility, raise awareness of issues that they need to address, and then how to actually get involved. And so it's not a project, but it's about creating a culture of compassion in local churches to where they see the neglected people and communities around them and then wanting to engage. And so we raise awareness, we help them create relationships locally and create networks because the big thing that we encounter on a daily basis here at Love Loud and the North American Mission Board is the issue of trust, that a lot of people who are neglected, they have very low levels of trust around them, for people around them. And then when the church tries to step in and say, we've got the answer, well, it's just another thing that's being thrown at people. So there needs to be trust for the people that need help, as well as trust within the local church that this isn't a social gospel, it's a biblical gospel issue. And so we're raising awareness, we're raising trust, and ultimately creating networks through which fruitful ministry can come. So those are some of the ways that we contribute to this conversation and the role we play here at the North American Mission Board.
Well, Ryan, if someone's out there listening today and maybe they've got an idea for their church or a ministry that they'd really like to see started like this, what would you tell folks who are just trying to get something like this off the ground?
Yeah, I think there are a few action steps that churches should take, and we try to encourage churches that are beginning in this process to follow a few simple steps because this can be a very overwhelming issue. Stepping into these social issues can be a very overwhelming process. But first of all, I'd say read Tim Keller's book, Ministries of Mercy. It's a great introduction to this world and how to carry out a biblical mercy ministry. I think the second thing is very key, that we need to identify the needs around us of the neglected people and communities. So what are the needs that are not being met through other entities? Because you don't want to duplicate what already exists, but what are the missing elements in your local community? And then match that with an assessment of your congregation. Ask, what are the gifts, what are the various ways God has gifted our particular body? Because you don't want to step into a ministry of mentoring young children if you don't have the desire and the gifts in your congregation to address that neglected need. You want to match up the neglected area with how God has particularly gifted you. And then I would say you step into those issues in very defined ways. Like you give a timetable as far as your commitment. We're going to commit to this for about 6 months, you know, or we're going to commit to mentoring children and helping them get up to grade reading level over the next year. That way you can have a definite timetable to set and celebrate what God has done through you and see the effects of your ministry. And ultimately that will help you to take other steps. You'll see other neglected areas. You'll see other ways you're gifted, and we can address that issue as a congregation. But you don't want to try to address all of the brokenness around you all at once, because it's very overwhelming, and ultimately it'll just kill your effort and your right desires to do something about it.
Great advice. And Ryan, we also want to encourage folks to come by our website, nam.net, and you can click on Mobilize Me, and there's a Love Loud tab right there. They can find out more about what we're doing. They can check out your blog and other resources and get advice for getting this started. So, Ryan, great work. What a great way for the church to be the hands and feet of Christ.
Yes.
So thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for talking with us a little bit today.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.